So when I was talking to Mr. Cosby, you know, we kept talking about, you know, salsa. But the thing is that people don't really realize that salsa was a name that was created for this music. And actually, of course, Daisy, we know that naming this music salsa is just plain wrong.
That's right. I mean, look, we talked about Tito Puente, Cal Jader, Mongo Santa Maria. We've been saying jazz, Afro-Cuban. So what is it? I asked our guests. I asked Felix, I asked Joe Conzo Sr. and Rebecca Moleon. What is salsa?
How much time do you have? You know? You know, it's one of the long-running debates within the Latin community, the Latin music community, about the whole thing of salsa and what it means and what it doesn't mean.
People resent that I fight because of that word salsa. Salsa is when I go to your house and you cook for me. You make me rice and beans.
This is a true or false question that I ask my students in the Music of Latin America course that I teach in community college. True or false, salsa is not a rhythm. And they have to answer true. Because it is not a rhythm. It's a metaphor. It's a wonderful metaphor for a Cuban-based music that was largely performed and upheld and celebrated by Puerto Ricans in New York that has a mixture of jazz. So salsa was a very convenient term, a way of describing a music that had certainly a tropical Latin flavor. And it happened to be played a lot by Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Cubans. But it has this inclusion of jazz, so there's a sort of fusion aspect to it.
Initially, I remember seeing Tito Puente, and he was like, you know what? We don't play salsa. We don't play rice. We don't play beans, you know? That's a food. You put salsa on your food. We play guaracha. We play mambo. We play cha-cha-cha. We play Afro-Cuban music. You know, he would do his whole shtick from there. But eventually, he embraced the term.
And it makes it easier for the Anglos to pronounce instead of saying guaguancó or guaracha or guajira, salsa. Let's go dance salsa. Let's go do salsa.
But it has created in its wake this huge divide, this ongoing controversy and argument about whether or not you should call it salsa.
So much history and so many wonderful stories to hear about all of these legendary people and their art. When we continue on our special Latino USA, we're going to talk about how Mr. Bill Cosby's work has affected us personally.
And not just us.
That's right. Coming up after the break, as Music Lessons with Bill Cosby continues on Latino USA.